You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Today, James will be chatting to Shane Mayer from Shane's Towing. Good morning, James, and good morning, Shane. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Yeah, this is a first for both of us, eh? For all of us, I think. Yeah. So we'll be talking about whatever happens in accidents and Shane's the man to tell us what to do, how to do it, and what not to do. I mean, so it's good to have someone with a vast experience to tell us what's to give people a hint on what happens in an accident, especially around this valley. Keep it all nice and friendly. Yeah.
And it's a silly season as well, and I think it's very important because we panic, you know, and I know, and if you, especially if you're alone. So Shane, you know, it'll be awesome for you to guide us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Cape Town has just been told we've got the worst drivers in the country.
We have?
Yes, when Cape Town. It was in the paper. We are Joburg, then Cape Town. Cape Town's got the worst. According to OUTsurance,
Is this from OUTsurance?
Yes, this is from OUTsurance. Really? Countrywide survey. But I think it's also, well, Shane will tell you, the roads are terrible.
Yeah.
Not terrible. We've got good roads, but too small for the amount of traffic that's happening on our roads at the moment.
Quite right, yes.
Oh, so, all right, so you can tell us, what do you find? I just made a couple of questions here. Just sit there. I think what everybody wants to tell us, why have tow truck drivers got such a bad reputation? I mean, let's just put it out there, get it. You tell us, and you clear the radio, clear it so people can understand your point of view.
Well, it's not everybody, all the towing services. There is the good ones, the green ones, and then you get the rotten ones. But, unfortunately, we all get branded the same.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is, I mean, there's a lot of industries. You also get... Not to push you, they say he's a bad mechanic as well.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, if one person has a bad experience, the mechanic is also going to be branded. All mechanics is going to be branded as bad as well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a terrible thing that everybody gets wrapped up in. They give everybody a bad reputation. One person can do it a lot for everybody.
Yeah.
So that comes to our next question. What can they look at to get the proper tow truck operator to take their vehicle, who should they look at?
Well, if you're involved in an accident, the first thing basically is to make sure you are fine, your passengers and the other party that's involved with you. Are they fine? Do they need medics? Phone the police or the traffic department, the emergency services, back in our area, Cape Medical Response, or those guys. And then once you've sorted out and basically just don't, like a lot of us say, we ask for vultures, we're on the corner.
Yeah,
we're there before the medics, before everybody else. You know, you don't have to basically take the first person that rocks up. It's your choice, it's your car, it's your insurance. If you've got insurance, with a lot of people, basically only 35% of people in South Africa that are insured, which is a very bad thing, yes. The insurance companies have now got like OUTsurance, Budget Dial, Direct, First for Women, all those guys. They've got now got an app that they use. So you phone your insurance company. They then dispatch via the app if there's no tow trucks around there, which is very unlikely. they will dispatch it on the app. What normally happens is we come to the scene of the accident. Then we scan the license disc. If you're insured with Budget, those guys which go through First Assist, it picks up on the thing, but you've got to ask the client permission, please can I scan your disc to check your insurance company. Or what you do is you say to the client, here's my business card, phone your insurance, and they will then authorize it, send it over the app, or they will give you an SMS or send you an email. Just don't let anybody, so just sign here quickly, hook up your car and gone, because that's when you're going to...
See, now that's what the people need to know.
Yeah.
So, like Shane's saying, if you need the app, go phone your insurance company now or after the show, whatever. Get the app, get it down on your phone, keep it on your phone. So, you know, if something does happen, they can just download the app, do the app to the insurance.
OUTsurance, MyWay, Auto in General, they've all got their apps now. You can download from Play Store on your thing. Involved in accidents, press on there, immediately get sent to this closest service provider. With his name, details, registration number, and all that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not at all. That's so, I mean, yeah, like, but like you were saying about the guys, don't just give it to the first guy that takes your car.
Well, look, it's not necessarily, but just don't not let your insurance know that you've been involved in an accident. Yes, yeah. I can come to you and I say to you, no, we'll just tow your car here. Tomorrow you sit with a 10,000-15,000 rand bill.
That was another question we're coming to, is that so many people don't have insurance in a company. In the country, does third party fire and theft cover insurance? Cover tow?
You get like our insurance has got essential insurance.
Okay,
they cover your car. They cover if you're involved in an accident, they don't pay for the towing. So you need to negotiate with the towing service on the scene to take your vehicle to your house. Then what they do is they send an assessor or they do it via the app. They say to you, okay, your car has been written off. We will pay you out 10,000 or 15,000 rand, and then you dispose of your car or repair your car yourself. With the uninsured person, most of the guys they tell the people, no, it's the insured party who will cover your costs and everything. By the time your car is, the insurance has looked at it, your towing storage and everything is above what your car is worth, and then they just take it and put it in the scrapyard.
You've lost your car.
Then you've lost your car. So take your car home if you're uninsured. Leave your car at home. It's better there. All you're basically doing is towing it from the accident scene to the place. They're going to charge you, we've had ridiculous, $450 to $950 a day storage. And at the end of the day, you lose your car. And then all they do is you've got to pay that big bill and tow the car back home, and you could have just towed it straight home first.
Yeah, so that's the best thing. That's a great suggestion for everybody. If you are involved and it's a non-drivable vehicle after your accident, get someone to tow it to your house. Don't tow it to storage unit or something that you will end up paying a lot of money. If your insurance is not, if you don't have insurance, tow it home or tow it to somebody's house that's got a place for you to keep it, and leave it there out of the way. But if you tow it to some guys will tow it to an impound yard, you're going to pay. And they believe me, they won't let it go until they're
policy. Now, most of the insurance part of things, the insurance companies, our insurance, First Woman, Dow Direct, Momentum, and all that, they've got now. It's a place called Gobid in Blackheath, SMT in Blackheath, and then Auction Nation, Telesure, Auction Nation and Telesure, that's in Sack Circle, Bellville South. Now, they've now gone and paid millions of rands for that places. That's why when you do the job on the app, it sends you an email, sends you an SMS, say, right, the vehicle will either go to SMT, Auction Nation, and then they track you from the scene of the accident to the drop-off. When the vehicle's dropped off, they phone you and say, there's a vehicle been dropped off, have you given a delivery slip and everything? Then you say yes, and that is the right way to do it.
Do it, yeah. I mean, we can't express anybody to enough in the country to have, look, I know a lot of people can't afford insurance, but take some type of insurance out that your car will be covered.
These are third party.
That's important. Yeah. You know, it's for the people to understand. If your car gets towed away by some guy and goes to a thing, you, like you say, you're going to spend a couple of thousand rand on storage fees, and you will not get that car back.
Exactly.
Until and now it's what is and happening? You've lost everything.
Yeah, and now what is happening as well? Say you now are uninsured, and I'm insured, and you've jumped the road, stop street, and ridden the side of my vehicle. I've got 40,000 rand damage. My insurance is going to fix my vehicle. At the end of the day, they send you a lawyer's letter.
Yes.
So get third-party insurance if you cannot afford fully comprehensive, and at least you know then you are covered.
Yeah. So don't rather look into that. And like I said, I think we suggested this before to people. Just have third-party.
Yeah.
It's a peace of mind, you know. Unfortunately, we all get distracted while we're driving, and we can cause accidents. You do silly things while we're driving, someone distracts you or whatever. It's just that if it does happen, get insurance so you know you're covered. Your car, you don't want to be sitting down there. I've just had an accident. I've just caused 50,000-60,000 rands worth of damage to somebody else's car. I'm not going to get a bill. And then 3 months later, it comes to you and it says, now it's 60,000-70,000 rand plus interest. Because you haven't paid.
Well, the insurance company sends you a lawyer's letter.
So not nice at all.
I mean, it's not worth it paying 900 rand a month for comprehensive insurance when you've got a car worth 25,000 rand.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter's car is worth 60,000 rand. Because she's under 25, she's paying 1,100 rand a month. Okay, it's also a lesson for her to learn and everything, but
you know, it's covered.
Put it into if you have an accident, you're covered.
Yeah, and what is your age group that you find the most involved with accidents? I mean, I think there's two, a younger and an older.
Yeah, you got the...
It's unfortunate, it's true, you know, that's the thing.
You've got, well, put it in the boys who's like 18 to 25, and then, you know, they got the girls next to them, and they want to show off mommy and daddy's got to, yeah.
We're all there.
And then you've got the elderly people, you know, that... Ride, and it. We most find it that when they drive the automatic, they think they're in neutral and whatever. And
I've heard. It's unfortunately that this public transport doesn't accommodate for the elderly people.
And unfortunately, the elderly people are the vulnerable ones.
But most of them have insurance. I think most of them do have insurance. Yeah. Have insurance. And like you say, the youngsters. Up and down, not just the youngsters, all taking chances. I mean, I'm sure I don't think people realize how many accidents there are on Oukopseweg over the weekend.
Oukopseweg is another story, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's something, what times do you, specific times?
Morning 7, between 7 and, say, opposite 6 and 9 in the morning, people going to work and the tailgating and just into each other, either sitting. You must ride over Oukopseweg. I do it like 10 times a day, the lady sitting on the phone.
Yes,
the lady's driving on the phone, or the guy sitting on the phone texting, and the car in front breaks, toof. And then you got, 10 o'clock at night coming from rugby, or till about 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
So people, if you're going to do, and I think all of us with newer drivers, youngsters driving, that's the two times. Well, look, if you've got to go to work, go to school, drive that time. But early hours of the morning, try and avoid Oukopseweg, or come before or come after.
Yeah.
Or try and stay at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Because, Oukopseweg is very dangerous. I think we've all done that. You drive it so many times, people will still surprise you how stupid they can be.
Very scary.
And it's your life that's in danger. You know, you can just sit and watch it. And it's just to encourage the kids. But a lot of people, I don't know why. I think Cape Town at one stage had the best laws for cell phones, take the cell phones away. Mm. Then they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And I've seen the people texting and sitting and driving. Even if you're at the robot's red, you cannot text while you're sitting behind the steering wheel. It's against the law, full stop.
That's it.
When people phone me while I'm driving, I just push delete. I don't answer the phone when I'm driving. You, unfortunately, got to because it's a call.
when I'm driving and that, angel, but sometimes I do Left answer you. It. But if I'm on Oukopseweg or in another area, I press
the decline call,
and then it gets diverted to my wife, and then she answers.
Yeah, but people must realize that the biggest distraction is cell phones.
Cell phones, yeah.
Cell phone. I mean, that is the thing. It causes 90%. I would say 90% of the accidents.
Cell phones are a big role in accidents and in alcohol, drinking and driving.
Yeah, that we know. We're bad. South Africans, we are terrible. Overseas, there's strict laws. There are strict laws here, but we don't. We've been very good.
That four-way stops, where that robot changes origin, you think, okay, I can...
I've
got that little extra, just put a bit more foot in. The person turns and that's it.
Yeah, just up the top here, we've seen that. It's a big intersection. People don't realize how big the intersection is.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's just a normal four-way stop. But in the meantime, it's double lanes on either side, sometimes three. And it's a big intersection here at the top here at Komiki Road. And then people think they'll take that chance. And they just take that second.
The bus and the taxi lane, that is a disaster there. But that's a...
Yeah, it's unfortunately, yeah. But look, they have to, it keeps you employed.
I stay right there, I hear it. I hear the bangs.
You hear it all the time.
I hear the taxis rolling like 2 weeks ago and,
It's terrible for the people that have to do this, like the bus drivers and the taxi guys that just take a chance and then at the end of the day they run away. These people are sitting in hospital, the taxi drivers run away. Because he knows his boss is going to kill him anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to be there. But then you sit in with the people that are injured. I mean, you see the worst of road accidents. Because, like I said, 90% of the time, you're the first ones there.
Yeah.
You're the first. You're actually the first responders, put it that way.
First responders.
Yeah, and you've got to have a little bit of gall to do it. I can't do that.
Yeah,
it's not for everybody.
I started in 2005 my own business, but I was before that and... It took me a few years to get used to, and there was one bad one at the four ways a few years back before I'd started by myself, and that affected me quite badly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to have a tough skin. People, yeah. I don't think people realize how they might call you, ah, you guys are sitting there waiting for people like vultures. But the problem lies is they don't realize how much you go through. And yeah. That's the problem as a tow truck operator.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, we heard about the accident and we first on scene. And I mean, I've got Darren Zimmerman on my phone and speed dial immediately. And I don't phone the office number. I phone him directly. He dispatches the guys. Sometimes he's busy. Then I do phone CMR's office if it's around here. Sometimes we on the other side of the mountain and we phone them and they actually phone emergency services that way.
Yeah, so people must realize that, as you, like I say, you being a first responder, being a tow truck operator, they say they're vultures. But you're there to help. And yeah. They don't realize how much you actually help after the accident. And they don't give you credit for that. And that's the problem, is a lot of people about tow truck operators. Because they've been caught with it. They don't think of it when it happens or during. It's the afterwards that their car gets towed to some scrupulous guy and whatever, and they always blame you for that. But it's the in-between stuff that they don't remember. That is the problem.
That is the thing, yes.
Yeah, but people must be careful when they go out there. Just look, talk to the people as well. Talk to the tow truck operators and find out if you're, but like I said, insurance is the biggest thing.
Take it 5 minutes extra just to make sure everything. I mean, I've had a thing where I've authorized by the insurance company. Insurance companies authorized me. But then the broker didn't advise the client and the insurance company that they changed from one insurance to the other. So we towed the vehicle through the one insurance authorized premises. And then when it came around to the broker, it had to go to another place. So then they tried to put the blame on us.
Yeah.
But it wasn't correct. It was the brokerage that actually did the wrong thing. I tow with my flatbeds and I get the vehicles to where it must go and everything.
Yeah, so the people must make sure if your broker has changed your insurance company, make sure that your insurance company
everything is up and running.
So if you are involved in an accident, you know where you stand. What should people, also after accident, what should people do? Should they take photos of the license disc?
If you're involved in an accident, take a picture of the license disc, take a picture of the person's driver's license, take a picture of the car right around if you can. Even the towing service, take a picture of his vehicle, take a picture of him. If he's going to tow your car, he should allow you to take a picture of his vehicle.
Yeah.
Take a picture of his signage on the vehicle. That's another important thing. Make sure there's signage on the vehicle. Make sure the slip you're signing hasn't got the small writing at the bottom. And make sure the name on top is the name
same
on
as
the door.
Bottom.
That type of thing. You know, if they say something about the Poppy Act, you can't take pictures in that. But, I mean, I've had customers said, you know, I want to take a picture of your vehicle. I said, well, you can take a picture of me and it. You know, sometimes it's free advertising. They put it on Facebook. You know, Shane's towed my car. They're very happy and everything.
That's it.
But at least you can go, if your insurance company say no, but XYZ wasn't authorized to tow your car, but you need to say no, but this person towed my car. You've got a picture to say, there's a person, there's a vehicle, there's a registration. That's it.
So, there we go. So there's a big thing for it, right?
You don't just do accidents. You also do long distance
roadside assistance. Like if your vehicle, you wake up in the morning on your rusting to work and you say, oh, damn, I've got a flat wheel. Then you contact your insurance. 90% of the insurance companies have got roadside assistance, they call it. We come out, we change your wheel. If you get stuck without fuel, we bring you 10 liters of fuel. And if you've broken down along the road and you haven't phoned your insurance, you can phone your insurance, tell them, listen, I've broken down, I need to go from A to B. Some insurance covers 40 Ks, 20 Ks out, 20 Ks back. Some insurance covers a little bit more. And then they cover it. If you're going further than what they authorized, then you will pay a little extra.
You'll be liable for a little bit extra.
Yeah.
But is it extra? You've got to make sure that, like we said before, if the people get their cars break down in the middle of nowhere or whatever, or wherever it is that's broken down, you can tow to somebody and help them. Get all your insurance. Insurance, a lot of people don't realize.
No, they don't.
That the insurance company will cover all that. So it's good to know about the fuel, about the batteries. Well, batteries, I think we knew, but about the flat tires and if your car breaks down. Let them tow it. Usually, insurance to the you pay for it.
A lot of people think that, like, without insurance, you get their no claim bonus. A lot of people think, okay, if they use the tow, that the no claim bonus is going to be taken away. A no claim bonus is only if you have an accident.
Okay.
Or if you claim somebody smashed your window and you put a claim in. That is when you you pay an excess.
Yeah.
On your tow, when you take out the policy, they ask you, would you like roadside assistance? It's like $50 extra a month. Then you when you got that two free services a year.
Take it, because anything can happen.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
We have a question, but I think you're actually busy with it right now. It's outside of accidents, what other service do towers operators offer? And I think we're busy with that now.
Well, it's not just the tow truck operator. It's your insurance company that covers all that. So the insurance company covers all that. You've got to find out from your insurance company what a tow truck operator is allowed to assist you with. So you must have a list or whatever. Keep that app on your phone. I must get the app now for my phone. So just in case something happens, I've got a flat battery or I've got a puncture.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't do
it. Do they assist you with a flat battery?
Yeah. If you've got a flat battery, we come and jump start your vehicle, and then you can drive it to a battery center.
And how many?
It all depends on which insurance. Some give two, some give two. Three a year. Yeah.
Okay, so two or three a year. I do know about the petrol, because you do come and you put in petrol to get you to.
We had a few customers when the petrol price went up. We had a few customers that we were running around giving customers fuel, and you asked, "Listen, can I see what your gauge is like?" No, it's got nothing to do with you. Just throwing the fuel.
And then Shane, I know recently you pulled a car out of a pool.
Yeah, that was in the same.
So you do, there's a lot of other.
Yeah,
in the car wash.
In the pools, down the mountains, that type of stuff.
Yeah, look, you wonder how people do it, but it is accidents. People get distracted,
It wasn't accidents, I'd be unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have a job. You wouldn't have a. Just started this thing. And definitely with the more and more vehicles coming on the road. This area has become so busy. Coming down Okop Savak, going up Okop Savak.
Yeah, well, look at it in the morning. Try and get from Komiki to the four-way stops, at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. It's hectic.
Yeah. Look, that road has to be improved, unfortunately. That's a thing. But also I leave in the morning to take the daughter to school. And she's a new driver. She's a learner driver. I've got to leave at 6:45 just to get to the other side. If I leave by 7 o'clock, the traffic over Okop Savak is hectic.
Hectic, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the traffic, the police department or the traffic department teaching the guys how to do their traffic control.
Oh, yes, with the robots, yeah.
But yet when our robots are up, we never see them.
Never see them. Quite right, yeah.
But Shane, another question. You break down and you're alone.
Yes.
A female role, it could be you alone. And say Okops is one of them. And some parts of Black Hill is also.
Yes.
And you break down. How besides someone stopping to say, can I help you, how does one...
Look, what I normally tell the customers, I've got stickers I stick in the windows of the customers. I ask them if they want it. Some of them want it. Some of them say, no, I might have an accident with a sticker in the car, karma, whatever they call it. Like I tell the people, use your cell phone, AAA, and then your insurance's number, because it's the first number that's going to come up. Or put in AAA and my number. I mean, if you're stuck in Joburg and you need help, phone me. I can try and assist, get somebody out there.
So what do you put in?
AAA and in your insurance number.
So would that dial even though there's no signal?
No. If there's no signal, then you've got an issue.
But they do try and tend on your phone, they'll have an emergency thing. Look, you can't do nothing if you've got no cell phone.
Yeah, you've got no cell phone
signal. Can do. But like Shane says, you put AAA as the first three letters of the alphabet on there, you put there, AAA towing. Go to Shane.
Yes.
So because people know... In a case of an accident or case of breakdown, or they've got a puncture, a flat battery, whatever, coming down Okop Savak, you've got a thing, phone Shane, whatever, and go from there.
If you're not in the area that we operate, I can always get somebody else to assist that.
Yeah, and
that I trust.
You just made mention about long distance. So you do long distance from here to Joby's as well?
I used to do the long trips. That is... becoming now extremely expensive because of the fuel prices and that.
Yes.
But if you get stuck along the road, I mean, I do some trips to George and that type of stuff for certain car companies and that. But if you're stuck like that far and that, then you basically got to phone your insurance and use it, because that becomes quite costly.
Okay. I think you've got all the connections all over the world. You meet new connections all
the
time.
Well, we've got our tow groups, okay. Towing groups, and that each one, we try and help each other, those that we can trust and those that you don't trust or whatever. But,
What areas do you cover? Just so people know they've got a...
Well, we basically are in the Deep South, and in I've got another flatbed in the Kai, Weinberg area, Constanza area. And we'll have another flatbed there in the next few months as well.
Because we're
getting another one to put out there. Because we've got a lot of clients out that side, or clients that are from here that get stuck there that prefer to use us. And then we've got the truck available.
Then that's the biggest thing. Trust is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So any business is how they trust you. And it just takes that one time that you help them, and they'll never forget.
That's
all to do with trust and reliability. It's been interesting to talk about all this because I don't know this about the app. Look, I'm not the most clearest egg on the thing. I try not to have accidents. I touch wood, haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
I hope it carries on like that.
I also know that some people say if you see an accident, you can call in, and then if you get the car, you actually pay them. Is that true? Or is that
just a rumor?
Spotter's fee.
Yeah. It's like an estate agent gives you a percentage if you can organize a house. We give like a spotter's fee if there's an accident. Or sometimes they just phone to say, listen, please help. We've got an accident here. Can you please organize the medics? I've had a lot of customers that phone, please. They're not worried about the thing. They're worried about the people.
Yeah.
And then I phone, if it's this side, then I phone CMR. If it's that side of the world, then there's Netgear, Taurus, those guys out that side. And we all linked with them. And then we phone the people and medics and let them get out there. But, yeah, we give like a spotter fee if there's an accident. And because then that person that's phoning us knows that person's going to get assisted correctly.
Well, if they phone you and they do it, even irrespective of the spotter fee as well, they're helping you out at the end of the day. They're helping you, they're helping other people out there as well.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, like I said before, they don't see the back of all this. They run down everybody because they've seen on carte blanche they had this about the bad tow truck operators, but they don't realize how much you do before, during, and after.
Yeah.
And they don't never see that.
It takes a lot because we are on these apps. We've got to take pictures of the scene, pictures of the vehicle, all that, save these injuries, all that. So you can use that as evidence.
Yeah.
When after your, if the other person says no, but you jumped the stop street and the photos is there, you can use that for your insurance. And that is why they've not done this app thing, because you've got to take photos of the scene, photos of right around the vehicle, inside the vehicle. Sometimes people say, oh, but you stole my cell phone. But then you go onto the picture, and what's the impact of the accident?
It's been thrown out or
something. No, the cell phone stuck by the windscreen. But then you say to the customer, but ma'am, look there. These are on the photo. We didn't steal it.
So people must realize that there's a lot to it. And the biggest thing is making a record for a person that's been in an accident is make as much record as possible.
Yeah.
And keep that thing about your insurance company on your phone.
That's the most important.
And keep the cell phone on a holder, not in your hand.
That's it.
Because I've also seen some things on the YouTube and things, and you see the people that are still holding the phone in their hand, half a foot away from their face, yet they've passed away because they've ran into the back of something. You know,
yes.
it's so sad to see. Unfortunately, it's a great thing, but it's a bad thing as well.
That's
and you see the worst of what this can bring out.
So time is up for us now.
Cool.
Is there anything else you want to share with us, Shane?
Shane must give out his number there and tell everybody what he's done. I think he's done everything today to tell everybody what he covers.
Well, if you want to save my number, it's 083-682-8763.
Thank you, Shane. And thank you. And you, James?
081-070-4919. Now, I think it's been an interesting day today.
And
I hope people have learned a lot, and they've learned it's not just being a tow truck operator or being a mechanic, whatever. There's a lot behind the scenes that you don't realize. And this is what we've got to get through to the people is that a friendly face might not seem a friendly face when you have an accident because you get cross with everybody.
Quite right.
And they blame you even though it's not you, just come to assist.
Yes.
And you've got to remember this, the person's just doing his job.
Yeah.
And they've tried to assist you in the best way. So you've got to take the good with the bad and try and get the good guys to help you. And that's what it's all about. Shane, thanks for coming in. It was brilliant today, I think.
Yes, and thank you, James.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good day, both of you.
Yeah. Have a good one, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Motor Zone was brought to you by Ford Claremont. Your Ford, your choice.